You're listening to KHBT 97.7 The Bolt. Thanks, everybody, for joining me, Sam T. Jensen. It is time once again for Your Care, Our Mission here on The Bolt, brought to you by KHBT and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. This morning, my guest is Jen DeWinter with Diabetes Education at HCMH. Jen, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So I know we've got that big Slim Possible thing coming up, and I know you want to talk a little bit about diabetes prevention as well, so whenever you're ready.
Yes. This is our third annual Mission Slim Possible Wellness Challenge. It started with High Capacity and HCMH the first year, and we had fun challenging each other that we wanted to invite other businesses in the community to join in the challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we've been fortunate enough to have up to 10 to 12 other local businesses join us in the challenge. And so we want to open that up to anybody else who's interested. If you have not heard from anybody about joining Mission Slim Possible, you can certainly call me at the Humboldt Hospital at 332-7643, or you can contact High Capacity. They have committee members out there, Shay Sadoff or Lon Veronkoon. And so you can ask for either of those names, and any of us would be happy to give you information about Mission Slim Possible and how to join us in this wellness challenge.
There you go. So can you give me just a little quick little recap of what's Mission Slim Possible is?
It is a way to help your businesses, employees, try to live a healthier lifestyle. The background challenge is an overall weight challenge. There is no individual weights. We have everybody weigh in as a business, so it's a total weight, so we don't want people to be afraid of that.
Right, that makes sense.
Right, so you would weigh in at the beginning of January, and then the end of January, end of February, and end of March. And then obviously we have a formula that we use to find the percentage of weight loss for your place of business, and so you would earn points for that. And then there's background challenges in January, February, and March that we're going to use a bingo-style format. So any participant for your place of business who joins will help earn points for your business by filling out a bingo card.
Okay.
So basically you could get a standard bingo or maybe a blackout, or you have a bingo, you know, going up and down and then across. And then the point tallies are on the bottom. We will email out the bingo cards and explain how to calculate your points, and then you'll just turn those in to us through a survey that they email you from High Capacity.
There you go. And what does the winner receive?
Well, yeah, so it's a big roving plaque that you'll have your name engraved on it from the Biz Downtown, the Humboldt Engraving. So we're gracious that they have made that plaque for us. And, yeah, you can hang it in your place of business and have bragging rights for the whole year of 2020.
I thought maybe it would be like a free buffet or something losing so much weight. Get to pig
snacks.
Out a little. So speaking of, you know, trying to get in better shape, losing some weight, what are some tips you have just for diabetes prevention?
Right. That is another program that we are up and running, focusing more on our population of 65 and older.
Okay.
We have a new credential through Medicare. They now pay for preventing diabetes.
Oh, there you go.
They also pay for just diabetes education, along with a lot of commercial insurances will pay for diabetes education, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Wellmark. But now the new push is we want to recognize patients who are going to the doctor and they're being told, oh, your blood sugars are going up. Your A1C, that's a lab test, they may give you numbers for that. And basically, if that A1C is above 5.7, you're becoming at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So now is the time to try and prevent that. This diabetes prevention session, it is a year-long session. What research has shown, though, is if you can come for the first 4 months on a weekly basis, you would meet with myself and the dietitian in a group setting, so you get support from other people in the community. And we talk about a variety of things. We talk about tracking your food. There's an emphasis on increasing your activity, decreasing stress, sleeping better, all of those things that just put you on track for a healthier lifestyle. And the overall goal is a 5 to 7% weight loss over the course of that year.
Okay.
So that breaks it down and makes it seem not so overwhelming
right.
for people who really are struggling with that weight loss piece. And you know, really just don't know where to start.
Yeah. So if people wanted to get more information about that or perhaps sign up, how would they go about doing that?
Yes, they can contact myself, Jen DeWinter, at the Humboldt Hospital, again, by calling 332-7643. That number puts you right into my office, and you can leave me a message if I don't answer my phone there.
Perfect. Well, we'll be right back. More Your Care, Our Mission, right after this.